The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom Uzzachar, continuing the special Haskalah invitations into the Shemoneh Esrei of every day of the Sergeant of Tshuva. So yesterday we discussed in more depth the two requests that we say in the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, the Chayim L'Chayim, Mi'icha Malicha Atarachim, Dekhid L'Tzuv L'Chayim. Over there we just mentioned Chayim. The last two, by Moedim, by Sim Shalom, they say, Ksoyu L'chaim Tuyvim, Chob Nei Vesech, and also, by Sim Shalom, they say, Ksoyu L'chaim Baruch V'Sholom, Yizoch HaNikosu V'Fulei, L'chaim Tuyvim V'Sholom. So I mentioned yesterday that there are two concepts. That's what the Gemara says, the Ramchal says. There's the din for Olam Haba, which the final din from Olam Haba will be after Me'ara Esim Shana. But every year, there's another din on our spiritual status. That's what's called Chayim, eternal life. Where am I in relation to our Kodesh Bo? This is the most important thing in Jewish life in Avodas Hashem. Not just about chalking up mitzvahs and trying to eliminate avodas. It's all about positioning myself mul Kodesh Baruch Hu. The keel of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Am I connected with Hashem? Am I disconnected with HaKodesh Baruch Hu? Chayim means connected to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. I'm going with Hashem and I get to see Yad Shemayim, eternal life from HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Yad Shemayim, this world and Olam Haba. And this class of Shalom, I am going away from Hashem, disregarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and doing the Shriyas, leading whatever I want, whatever my Yitzhak tells me to do, and I'm disconnecting from Hashem, and disconnecting from my Neshama, and being guided my animalistic side, and that's what I remain with, just like an animal. He lives for his food and power, and then he dies, and that's the end of it. So every year we have a judgment. What type of person are you? Are you from the Chayim, the ones that are connected to the source of life? Or Chas V'Shalom, the other way around? And since we are Beinonim, we ask for this, because Beinu, the Sefer Chayim, all it says is Mechuvah. Because even though Tzadikim Gemurim already, and Rosh Hashanah itself decided that they are those people that are totally connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that will have a special Siyata Shemayah, somebody who's close to Hashem, throughout the coming year. We are Beinonim, and therefore we're Tluyim V'Oimdim. We're up in suspension, and suspense, suspended, whatever you want to call it, so that we can have a Seretz Mechuvah to show Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's my tefillah, it's my Tshuvah, that I really, my place is really with the Tzadikim. And we have to Hashem, we do that. Zeichon Yom Kippur, Tanda Chasima. Yes, you are the Tzadik type of person. You're the Chai. You're alive. You're connected to the Shabbat in this world and the world to come. You'll get a special Hashkoch and Tiyad Mishmai throughout the year. At the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we're focusing on Chaim Tovim. Chaim Tovim means in this world. Going to Yom Adoyin, the Gemara Din on this world, everybody's Yom Kippur. So definitely fitting to be Mispalo for Chaim Tovim throughout the entire series in the Tshuva. Chaim Tovim means pleasant life. Now, we know that a pleasant life comes at times it can be a Mishpat Moves and sometimes it can be a Mishpat Chaim. What do I mean? The Rasha was one of those people that is Nigazel Moves, not L'Chaim. So Hashem can give him a life of a year of very pleasant things. So he uses up all his merits in this left Oil Haba. Because of the Rams, a tzaddik was Nida Lachayim, and his judgment is to have a hard year physically, because Hashem wants him to get all his Einshim and whatever he needs to get tikkunim in this world and remain pure in the world to come. So Chaim Toiv,
Kol Halashon.
In the external understanding of that, a good life is not always necessarily the best thing for ourselves. Maybe it's the worst thing. So what are we asking for, Chaim Toiv? Bracha, Pandasa Toiv, Sholim. So it's like this pleasant life can be in two ways. It can be in a way that, like I'm saying, I'm using up my Olam Haba, which is a punishment, basically. Meshalim, the Stoyinov, Alponov, Lavidon, he pays them on the spot, so they should lose that in the long run. There's another daga that the Rambam said, a person is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a pleasant life because it'll be easier for him. That's what I want. It's not for the selfish things, not because you want, like steak, and you want 10 pieces of steak a day. But because he knows that if things are more pleasant in his physical world, then he'll be able to use what he has to bring himself closer to Hashem. Not to be like Vagishman, Yeshun, Vagivot. Like says in the Pesach, sometimes a person becomes wealthy and powerful. He kicks Hashem. He says, I don't need you anymore. Imagine by myself. No. We're going to use that to the mitzvah, to the source of chayim, even more. That's real chayim toivim. Because otherwise, it's not really toiv. It's not good. Even if it's pleasant, it's not good. But this way, it can be pleasant and good. That's what we're asking. And that's, this is the first chayim toivim. We say in the Baruch of Moedim, of thanking Hashem, like we said many times, HaKol HaToiv, it's not only for thanking, but it's recognizing deeper the great Midas HaToiv, of the one who's giving the Toiv. And the deeper HaKor, recognition. That's when we say Moedim, that I recognize how Hashem sustains me physically and spiritually throughout my life. And I mock his greatness. Now I feel comfortable to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only are asking to be connected to you, but I'm asking even to have a bigger Hatova, even in this world. I mean, I don't deserve it. I'm not a tzaddik, but I know it'll be good for me, and I'll use it for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why I feel free to ask at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, when it even sounds like a little chutzpah, you know. Want both Oil and Hava and Oil and Hava? You want everything? Yeah, I want it for you. And that's what we say right after we say the words, HaKulom Yisborach Yisroim Mishnuchim HaKein Lutem Eloim Vod. Which means we're thanking Hashem for giving us all the good things in life. And we're saying that this uplifts the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. In other words, we represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the nation of Hashem is in a good position and things are going well, that's a Kiddush Hashem for HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, because people see that somebody, the nation that goes with Hashem, is special Hashkocha. So we're saying that which I want in the physical world, a good state in the physical world, is not for me. Number one is, I want to put some things so I should be able to over Hashem better, but even more, I recognize and I have such a desire as my HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that not only be good for me, but should be good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kfoid Shemayim that comes out of the fact that Jews are having a good situation, things are going well for them, is something beneficial for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's mechazik more people to connect to Avodas Hashem. That's what we're saying. We're not asking for the whole world. We're asking B'nei B'Yisecha, the people that live with the bris, the covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They keep the bris HaTorah between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those people should have wonderful, good lives in this world, because that's also Kfoid Shemayim. So that's why after the Baruch of Moedin, we add the second request. And not like in the beginning of Shemayim, we were just Meshabeach Hashem. And say, I want to be those that are roi to be Meshabeach, worthy of praising you. They've been connected to you. But I'm even asking, the mayor's ponim, to ask, even in this world, please make it good for me. And once again, I feel comfortable to do it, even though I'm a little embarrassed, or maybe very embarrassed. Because, Moedim, I'm marking your greatness, number one. And number two is, I want your greatness to be recognized by the entire world. By doing good to me, you're adding greatness to that. And that's the Chaim Prizhin. We're asking for good life in this world, for avodas Hashem, for Kvod Shemayim. And then at the last bracha, a bracha Sim Shalom, we say again, and here it has the flavor of that bracha. Mitzvah, tomorrow we'll talk more about that. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.